Alex Martin, Anaheim 2. Those LCQs, I mean, that's got to be hard on your heart rate. You got to stop that.
Yeah, it's not hard on the heart. It's hard on the brain and the nerves. Mike, I'm walking on eggshells when I'm out there, you know. It was good to get a little bit extra, I guess, mentally, you know, be out there and get more laps and just get used to the track. But and I, being older, I feel like it kind of serves as a warm-up for the main almost.
Yeah.
But either way, it's so nerve-wracking. I'd rather not be in the LCQ. But yeah, overall, honestly, a good day. This is the first week of the season, really, where I was able to get like a couple solid moto days in during the week, because I've just kind of been fighting a cold. And I was able to get some laps in this week, and I think it showed because I qualified better.
Qualified pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. I was actually looking earlier in the day, and I was like P7 in the whoop segment.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, this is sick.
You were P5 overall. I made sure to tweet that. At one point in the second practice, you were P5 overall, which was really nice to see.
I did. I crossed the line. I looked up and I saw I was on the board, top five, and I'm like, no way.
This little is, things.
Yeah, like everything I do in the 450 class, it feels like a bucket list.
Right.
You know, like win an LCQ, make a main.
Yeah, right.
Overall, I think we're trending in the right direction, and dude, it's crazy to think we still have 13 Supercross races left. So for me, it's just like if I get, you know, one position or 1% better every couple races, I think we're going to be in a good spot. Like tonight, I had a really good battle with Anstey and Brayton and Bogle, and you know, I was right there until about maybe eight minutes ago, and then I stalled it in the sand and tipped over, but Anstey ended up 11th. And those guys were up there in the top 11, 12. I think I was 14th at the time when I stalled it, so, yeah, I don't know. We'll just keep plugging away.
How does a guy born and raised in Millville go down in the sand twice today? How does that happen? I was asking Phil.
Yeah.
It's inexcusable. This is not where we come from.
I know. It's pretty bad because I grew up with the Whoop Monster, and then the sand rollers in my backyard. Yeah, I don't understand it, but
Phil and I were very, very angry about your performance in the sand.
Phil stopped by after the main, and his voice is hoarse.
Yeah, because he was yelling about Marchbanks in the LCQ and then yelling at Coop.
Yeah, I know. I was, like, actually laughing. So, no, it's good. Progress, Steve.
Yeah. It's a little steps.
Yeah, baby steps. Like I said, there's literally 13 more races. It's mind-blowing to me because, like, eight races and you're done in the 250 class. So, I'm having fun, and we were comfortable today, so I'll just keep plugging away.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.